Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Herb Jeffries. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Dedor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue strikes out. One out. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Watwood reaches second base with a double. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Watwood scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dedor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burnett moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dedor misplays the ball. That's an error on Dedor. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Sissel moves to second. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Sissel steals third. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick strikes out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Com reaches second base with a double. George Detower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detower hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Whatwood bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to third. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Irv Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 0 in the game. Jeffries hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Vosmick chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Detower. Detower fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Detower. Burnett throws it away. That's an error on Burnett. Jeffries moves all the way to home. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Detower fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Detour is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detour is 0-for-1 in the game. Detour hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Detour applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Detour is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detour is 0-for-2 in the game. Detour hits a line drive towards third. Jeffries reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hudlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds bunts towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reynolds for the out. Whatwood moves to second. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whatwood scores. It's 4-2. White Sox. Mel Simons pinch runs for Bob Fothergill. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simons moves to second. Irv Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jeffries hits a pop-up into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Simons now playing left field. Carl Reynolds now playing right field. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries juggles the ball. That's an error on Jeffries. Ike Ekrod now playing center field. Johnny Whatwood now playing right field. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whatwood who is chasing the ball. Burnett reaches third base with a triple. Porter goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3 White Sox. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burnett scores. It's White Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan is called out on strikes. 1 out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. Vosmick moves to third. It's 5-4, Indians. Hal McCain now pitching. George Detour is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detour is 0-for-3 in the game. Detour hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Detour reaches second base with a double. Vosmick scores. Kham moves to third. It's 6-4, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-3 in the game. Myatt is walked intentionally. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-3 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kham scores. Detour moves to third. Myatt moves to second. It's 7-4, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jonah Goldman now playing shortstop. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. McCain reaches second base with a double. Tate moves to third. Wes Farrell now pitching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Watwood for the out. Tate scores. McCain moves to third. Blue moves to second. One out. It's 7-5, Indians. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCain scores. Two outs. It's 7-6, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Blue moves to third. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fonseca. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Fonseca steals second. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.